to the Boston Globe podcast with Peter Post. Peter Post writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe and is also the co-author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business. I'm Doreen Vigue, an assistant business editor at the Boston Globe. And Peter, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you, Doreen.
It's always great to have you. Now, since it's the holiday season, Peter, a lot of people are wondering if it is ever appropriate to wear the lampshade on their head at the office Christmas party. You need to tell people how they really should behave when it comes to socializing with their colleagues during the holiday season.
I think probably the biggest mistake people make, Doreen, is that they think that the office party is a purely social party, and that's where trouble starts. Instead of thinking of it as a real business social event, and that what they do at that party, how they act, how they conduct themselves, is going to reflect on them the next day when they're at work. So if they want to be remembered as the guy with the lampshade on the head, maybe that's what they ought to think about doing. But personally, I'd say stay away from the booze, keep it to a minimum, one drink, maybe one or two, but one at the most, really, in my book, and keep a sense of propriety about you, because you're going to be remembered by how you act at that party.
Right.
You don't want to be looking like anything less than the professional you want to be.
Right, and we all know people like this, and they stand out in our minds not because they landed the big deal, but because they made the big show at the office Christmas party.
Absolutely. You can do 10 things right and one thing wrong, and what do people remember? The one thing wrong.
How should people dress at these parties, Peter?
I think that they should dress in a business casual or a business dressed-up mode, depending on what the party itself is going to be. If it's going to be held at a very fancy restaurant type of place, which some of them are, I'd probably, for a man, be wearing a coat and tie, and for a woman, be wearing, you know, pants or a really nice skirt and blouse type of a combination. I think those kinds of things would look great. Again, it reflects on you. If you show up in jeans and a T-shirt, that's going to reflect on you.
Right, or something too revealing if you're a female.
Well, exactly. I mean, cleavage isn't the thing that you want to have here, okay? I mean, you may have it. It may be wonderful, but...
You don't have to trot it out everywhere you go, right?
That is right. And so I'd be really careful about that. You know, a couple other things that I think people need to really think about are their spouses at the party. And both in terms of before the party, making sure that they let a spouse know when the party is, so that they're not telling them like 2 hours before, oh, by the way, honey, there's a party tonight. Can you get the babysitter for me?
Right.
You know, that's the way to start off on the wrong foot. When your spouse shows up or your significant other shows up at the party, it's really important for you to be a host to that person, to introduce them to the other people at the party, make sure they've got a drink, make sure they've got some stuff to eat, make sure they're involved in conversations so they're not like a wallflower standing there looking at a plant all night.
It's like a high school reunion. I mean, it can be a really horrible time for a spouse if, you know, you don't make it comfortable for them.
Exactly. And remember that this spouse may not, or this significant other may not know the people at your office, unlike, say, a social party that you would go to at your home with friends. And so it's really important for you to really make that effort to introduce them, and as well, introduce them to your boss.
Right.
That's really important. Make that effort. It's really great for your spouse or your significant other to learn who these people are. And so when you talk about them, she can put a face to them. She can get a sense of the quality of people they are that you think are really good people to be working with. So there's no mystery to them, in essence. And it helps remove any sense of jealousy that she may have or he may have about your work.
But you also don't want your spouse to show up at the party saying, oh, I've heard a lot about you. You're the jerk that keeps Harry working late every single night.
That's right.
The spouse has to know what to do and what not to do as well, right, Peter?
Absolutely. And you know, that whole airing of dirty laundry, pillow talk's wonderful. It's a great time for you to let go just a little bit. But just because you've let go and maybe said a few comments that you'd only want to have said to your significant other, that significant other shouldn't be taking that dirty laundry you've aired and waving it in the face of everybody that she's now meeting.
Right.
He's now meeting.
Right. Is it polite to network at your office Christmas party?
I think it is. I don't have any problem with people meeting people or getting to know a little bit better in particular. For instance, a manager or somebody who might be able to really help them. In fact, the office party is a great opportunity not to show off your work skills, but to set up that opportunity. It's that opportunity for you to connect with a person on a personal level, to build a personal relationship with somebody who otherwise was just a work relationship. So use it for that. Don't talk business. Let them know what a fine person you are, what a great person you are. This is your chance to really shine.
Well, and to show gratitude to those people who help you out every day in the office too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the thank yous, that's what the whole holiday season to me is really about. It's about showing gratitude, saying thank you for being my friend, thank you for being there for me, I appreciate you. It's an opportunity for you to let people know that, both in your business life and frankly in your social life as well.
Well, Peter Post, I want to thank you for always being such a great guest here on the Boston Globe podcast.
You're welcome, and I'm glad I was with you.
Peter Post is the author of Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe and also is the co-author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business. If you'd like Peter to answer your questions, send them to bizmanners, that's BIZMANNERS, @globe.com.